Earlier in the year, a team of swimmers attempted to swim 14 lengths of Windermere, 14 lengths of Windermere, in just 86 hours. Sadly, they didn't quite achieve that goal, but they did succeed in claiming other records on the day. And the team's leader, Dr. Julie Bradshaw, who personally holds over 20 world records, joins me on the show now. Very good morning to you, Julie.
And good morning to you too.
20 world records. Most of us, let's face it, we'd struggle just to achieve the one. 20? What have you been competing in? What have you been doing exactly?
Well, I've been at it. I'm now 50. I've been at it since I was 13 years old. I'd swam the length of Windermere when I was 14. I'd swam four lengths of it solo when I was 16. The English Channel when I was 15. And it's gone on from there. Most recently, people know me for my world records swimming the English Channel and also around Manhattan Butterfly.
Silly question to pose. Are you something of a competitive kind of a person then, Jules?
I am competitive, but I also like to use all my skills to raise money for very worthy causes. And I've raised, over the years, I've raised thousands of pounds for charity. And that's what I got my MBE for in 2006, for all the fundraising I've done in swimming.
When did it all really start? I mean, you mentioned you'd keen to take up on challenges as a youngster. When did you become a true serial record breaker then?
Well, I'd always been very interested in sport and obviously excelled in swimming. And as I say, I got into open water swimming by doing the Cross Windermere back when I was 12 years old. And obviously I'd swam the length when I was 14. It was just that desire to, you know, to push myself further and to do something that nobody's ever done. Like, for example, when I did the three-way Windermere and the four-way Windermere, that had actually been done by one man, Mike Reed, King of the Channel, and there was no woman ever done it. Went in, swam, beat his record, and it's kind of all come from there, really, to go out and just, you know, prove that it can be done and to assist others in charitable causes.
A record breaker at such a young age. Can you remember the response, the reaction from family, friends, teachers at school as to what it was you were taking on?
They were all just so elated. And as I say, my family have always been behind me ever since day one. Even when I went to my mum and dad and just said, you know, as a 14-year-old, I want to swim the Channel next year. I mean, most 14-year-olds at that time were, you know, either going out or, you know, whatever. Not many want to swim the Channel, and that's what I wanted to do. And it's ever since then, it's just been a great career. And now, as well as participating, I actually coach and do that in my own business, which I've been doing for many, many years.
Of all the records that you hold, which are you most proud of?
That's a very good question. I've never been asked that before. They're all so, so different. The majority of people know me for my butterfly swim across the English Channel back in 2002. But I've done all sorts of great swims, you know, solo swims, relay swims, various relay swims, and just like the latest one with four world records on Windermere.
It's one thing to swim the Channel. The butterfly stroke has got to be the most difficult of disciplines. What time in the morning were you up to take that challenge head on?
Well, I'd actually gone down the Channel to commence the swim in middle of July, but the weather wasn't good enough. So by the time I'd actually got off, we had a reasonable start in the morning. So it was an 8 o'clock start, and obviously got up at 6 o'clock to be the pilot. But Channel swims can start all hours, you know, like 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, depending on the tides. So it's a case of having your, you know, my mind is set on what I'm doing and determined and focused on it, really.
Not only have you got the tides to compete against, when we talk about Channel swimming, we're talking about a hellishly busy stretch of water, aren't we? It's dangerous.
That's right. It's the busiest shipping lane in the world, and swimmers have to register through the Channel Swimming Association, of which I'm secretary, because it's all got to be done safely. So they'd affiliate to the CSA, get a pilot and a boat to take you across, because, as you say, it's the busiest shipping lane in the world. You cannot just get in a boat and go across. There's too many people out there, both in lakes and seas, think, oh, I'll go and take a boat. I mean, only the other day I was up at Windermere taking a swimmer, and there was a guy on his own just swimming up the middle of the lake. I was just flabbergasted.
Coming back to the channel swim, what's running through your mind? How do you keep focus? How do you stay in the zone? Because it's such a hellishly long time that you have to endure in the water and all of the problems that you might face en route.
It's a case of keeping my mind positive. I focus on, you know, whatever's gone in the day. Sometimes I, you know, it's a good time. It's a time for myself. But for me, I tend to focus on the small goals, i.e. I feed every hour. So I just focus and swim to that feed. And I only know that I'm going ashore when the pilot's tender, the little boat at the back, actually goes to shore with me. So it's just focusing on little goals and anything that's going on in my life, really. I've even been known to write books and stories in my head.
just to take your mind off the physical pain that you're going through. Any plans for the future, then?
There's always plans for the future. At the moment, I'm just having a little rest after my recent 10-way Windermere relay swim. And there's always plans, so just watch this space and keep in touch with me.
Okay, I don't know if you're up to speed on this one, but I'm just a couple of weeks away from doing an outside broadcast. We're taking the show to Windermere. Thomas Noblett, well-known swimmer from that particular parish, has challenged me to swim with him 500 metres, basically taking us to the centre of Windermere. We're not actually going to swim to the centre of Windermere, but we've got this course that is going to be set out for me to swim. If I complete it, Thomas will give to the BBC Radio Cumbria Jigsaw Appeal £1,000. The only thing is, he said, you cannot wear a wetsuit. So I'm there in swimming trunks, and I'm just thinking, the temperature of the water, am I going to be A-OK?
You're going to be fine. In fact, actually, I should be up myself in a couple of weeks' time, so I wouldn't mind coming along if you give us the date and the time.
It's the 25th of this month.
Oh, is that a weekend?
That's a Thursday. It's going to be a Thursday. I don't know if you're around, but feel free, the more the merrier.
I am, because I've got a boat up there, so I could come along and see you.
That'd be wonderful. Wonderful. Well, it's a case of it's open to one and all. We're hoping listeners to BBC Radio Cumbria in and around the Windermere area will be coming along on the day just to give me some support. But it'd be great to see you there. I could take some notes before I dip my tootsies into the water, so to speak.
Definitely. I can give you some coaching. I've been at it now for quite a few years.
Bless you. Julie, thank you for being there. Dr. Julie Bradshaw, who personally holds over 20 world records.